evening, everybody, and welcome to the Black Multiverse Theory Podcast, a podcast challenging anti-blackness through discussions of global, local, and popular culture from the perspective of Afro-Canadians who live different versions of ourselves to navigate everyday life. And this podcast, which we are recording live, is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Podbean, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and of course, Stitcher. This week is episode 24, live and direct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super cool. We're like really still doing this.
24 episodes.
That's something.
Straight. Mm-hmm. It's not too bad.
It's something. It's consistency.
I'm very proud. I have a lot of people that I didn't know are listening.
Yeah. Now. I'm tuning in.
Yeah. Before I was like, yeah. Three people are listening. I know the three. Now I'm like, you know, people at work are like, when's the next episode coming out? I need another episode. Can I get another? I was like, wow, okay.
I had a client say, Darren was like, I just have one more episode left and then I'm all caught up. And I'm like, well, I have an episode to put up, so you'll be an episode. Oh, I have to hurry up and watch that one. I don't want to be too far behind. And even Jovica, The Wiz, a.k.a. The Wiz.
The Wiz.
Is like, I haven't listened to you guys. I'm just going to binge. And then she'll listen to us for a day and be like, I feel like your voice is in my head.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird.
Greg has joined us.
Hi, Greg. We missed him this weekend.
Ooh, we got Marilyn here.
That's my sister.
Oh, hi, sis.
In Barbados.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got... I can't read that, sorry. Everybody, I don't know if you're out there in the world and you see my glasses, please return them to me.
Okay, everybody who's watching us on Facebook and other ways, go ahead and share this, tune in. We're trying to get as close to 7 p.m. on Sundays as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're just... working towards it, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in the 7 o'clock hour at least?
Yeah,
it's
7:56.
Okay, so we are inside the 7 o'clock hour.
We are.
So one better. So go ahead and share us. You can also find the polished version of this podcast later. So you're gonna watch us recording. We're gonna go through, have the conversations, and then if you want to contribute, you can do so on live or right there. There's a little bit of delay because of safety and security reasons in Facebook, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we still do our best to like include you in the conversation.
So it's awesome. I had a good week. How was your week?
It was good. A lot of work. I've been working literally nonstop. We're open on Mondays now, and I think we're like the only or one of the only shops that's open on Mondays. So people are like, yes, this is the thing that I need. Mm-hmm. So our Mondays have been consistently busy, and we had yoga today, which is really great. Once again, I savasana'd my way through, just kind of laid in the sun and closed my eyes and thought really carefully about everything Asha was saying. Because I feel like if I just think about it, isn't it like practically the same thing? It's mostly mental anyway.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, you go with it?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like yoga has its positive properties.
Mm-hmm.
In de-stressing and...
Well, it's literally stretching out, though.
And stretching out, yeah. And loosening up toxins in the system so they can go into the bloodstream and then exit. So I'm very, very pro.
Have you ever yogaed?
Have I ever yogaed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've yogaed.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I've yogaed. I've done the yoga.
Mm.
So, this week for me was a little bit trying. I was not feeling well all week long. I literally felt like dirt most of the week. And slept, went to work, slept, went to work. So it was really hard. And my children have been busy doing all sorts of stuff this week. They had a wake-a-thon. Congratulations to my children. They collected buku dollar for the wake-a-thon. They stayed awake for a little bit. The girls especially, they stayed awake as for as long as they could. And then slowly the Sandman came and put them to sleep.
Put sand in their eyes?
Mm-hmm. And they had to shut them. And, and then my boys stayed up. They slept the next day when they got home from the wake-a-thon. They slept all the way till 6 o'clock. So I kind of missed them because they woke up when I was going to work. And so they didn't really get to see me for very long. And tonight they're tired as well.
Aww.
So, yeah.
It's been a sleepy...
Sleepy time for them.
And you?
Yeah, I miss them. So I got a plan next week to hang with them for a little bit.
Today we had band practice in the space.
We did.
Getting ready for a couple upcoming events.
Yes.
Including...
The Revive?
Yeah, the Revive Fashion Show.
Revive Fashion Show.
Yeah.
I'm November 17th, right here at
124 Street,
Unit 2211.
Yeah. We're going to get started around 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep. And we'll be going pretty much till 7, and we'll be podcasting around 7. So on November 17th, if you're in our podcast family, you can just come on, really, and we'll have a full house.
Yeah.
And celebrate with us as well. So,
For all of my people there that are part of the Black Multiverse fam.
Fam-balam.
Keep up to date with that and stay tuned to what's happening. We have a lot of great things and events that are coming up and that are done. Today, Greg Davis had his...
Travel and adventure. Yeah, expo.
Expo.
Yeah.
Which I was, I had been working, so I didn't get to attend. But I heard it was supposed to be amazing. A lot of things happened. There's supposed to be winners of trips and different things. So congratulations to Greg Davis.
I think pulling off an expo itself is like such a feat.
Pull off an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And we support Black businesses, especially Greg's. And so if you're looking at, you know, travel guides and stuff like that, he's the man to talk to. He is good.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to move on to the scroll?
Yeah, I think we're good. We're ready for the scroll. The scroll.
The scroll.
All right. So this week in the scroll, we have a couple of things. I want to say rest in peace right away
to the diva.
The daytime soap opera.
The daytime.
Carol.
Diane Carroll.
Yeah, Diane Carroll.
Daytime soap opera.
Daytime soap opera has won many awards for her soap operas as well, Emmys and stuff like that. She passed away. I believe she was 85.
Oh, she had a long life. How did she pass?
She passed in her sleep. Actually, I'm not sure.
Is it really?
she passed on October. She passed October this week. Actually, she passed, but it wasn't of anything crazy. Her death. It was just basically that she. Everybody's talking about how she had Oscar nominated. How she pioneered acting. She made the way for a lot of actresses to come and make their way in. Especially, she was 84 years old, and she had cancer.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and I get that. So she had cancer, but she still was able to really work through it. I even saw her in something the other day. And so, yeah, she was in Greenleaf, I think. I think I saw her in Greenleaf.
Yeah? Yeah. See, last season?
I think I just saw her in it.
Is there a most recent season? Is there like a four up?
There's one right now that's on Netflix. Anyways.
I love that show.
Yes. Diane, it is a good show. I just saw her in something.
Also, anything Keith Davidson, I'm with it.
Yeah?
So RIP Diane Carroll. Icon.
Super icon.
Paved the way for a lot of women, black women.
Yeah.
She's like Jennifer Lewis's, like Jennifer Lewis looked up to Diane Carroll.
Okay, so we pretty much
verified that there's not a ghost in the space right now. Or at least it's not rattling bottles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally did not believe it was a ghost, but
but okay, it is. Okay, suit yourself. You're over here. You'll be one of those people in the beginning of the movie who doesn't recognize what's really going on.
Listen, I'm just saying that it's not a ghost right now. Okay, it could be. It could be something with chains just walking around outside or whatever.
clinking bottles in the kitchen.
Clinking bottles, yeah.
All right, let's move it on along. Let's we got it. Big news this week.
Big news. All right. Amber Geiger, people.
Let's talk about
that.
Are
we jumping in there? Let's jump into Amber Geiger. Amber Geiger is the police officer who came home late from work one night, went to the wrong floor.
While sexting her coworker. That's why she was distracted. That came out in the trial. I can't say sexting?
I did not think that was relevant, but anyway.
That's, of course it's relevant, because she made it seem like, oh, I'm so tired. But then they were like, okay, so how were you making plans to, because she was effing this other cop. So she was making plans to meet up with old boy, and that's why she was distracted and ended up on the wrong floor.
Okay. So he was her alibi. Well, not really an alibi, but she was there talking to the dude.
And...
But that wasn't her. Was that her boyfriend?
No, it was a guy she's messing with at work.
But she had a boyfriend.
I don't know what that exact story is, but
okay.
Also, they asked her if she gave the man Bo Thumb the proper CPR, and she said she wasn't able to. And one of the reasons she wasn't able to is
Hold on. So okay. for those of you who don't know what's happening, Amber Geiger. Police officer comes off of a late shift of work, was busy, came out of the elevator, sexting another police officer.
A coworker.
Goes to the door, which he thinks is her door.
Ignores the red mat on the ground.
Ignores all the signs that say, hey, this is not my apartment. Opens up the door.
Somehow. I haven't even figured that out. She said it wasn't closed properly.
Okay, so he must have tried to shut it, or he may have come outside for whatever reason.
Yeah, you came in with groceries and then...
Whatever, left the door open, forgot to lock it. But he was there eating ice cream, watching TV on his couch. So she enters in this man's apartment, which is definitely not her apartment. And
smells like seasoning lightly.
And this black man is sitting there on... the couch, eating ice cream, watching TV, and she pulls her gun, and I don't even know how much of a warning she gave or whatever, but she shot the man in his apartment. The basic end of the story is she shot the man in the apartment when he wouldn't comply to anything, and he was in his own apartment on his own couch
eating ice cream
watching TV. So where the controversy comes in is now fast forward, the trial comes in. We've mentioned this first in one of our earlier podcasts about the story. It has now gone to trial. During the trial, as she's sitting there before the trial, the bailiff comes over and fixes her hair.
Oh, right.
Before that, her boss is black, like the captain is a black woman.
Yeah.
And gave her the benefit of the doubt.
And let her move out of her place before they even investigated.
They did a whole bunch of stuff, which I don't know how you can move out before the full investigation. But it happened. And then so the bailiff fixed her hair. Mm-hmm. Then the judge was crying in the courtroom while she was giving her testimony and going through it. And she must have been very convincing and very remorseful. The brother of the murdered man came and made some statements about how he didn't feel that, you know, it would benefit him to be upset with her for what she did. It was not going to bring his brother back.
Okay.
And so he even went as far as to say he didn't think that she should go to jail.
Okay.
In the end, she got 10 years in jail.
Okay. So 5.
For murder.
So she'll be out in 5.
And with good behavior, she could be out in 5.
Right. Furthermore.
Furthermore, after the thing, one of the key witnesses has gotten shot.
And another key witness she lost her job because of retaliation.
For Amber Geiger?
Yeah. She testified against Amber Geiger and she lost her job. In retaliation. Yeah.
So this brings us to a heated debate.
It's so many levels deep.
On my end of the story, where I stand at it, I feel like Amber Geiger did not get enough time. I don't think they gave her enough time. I think they're very lenient on the time frame that the judicial system should have gave her.
Yeah.
However,
they literally gave her 10 years because it's not 5 years.
Because
5 years is a minimum, right?
Sure. So they gave her 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she should have got more time for that. But where a lot of people disagree with me is just how the black people reacted. I just felt that the black people in the case gave her true and utter forgiveness and were able to just walk away. And a lot of black people are like, well, that forgiveness, where's that forgiveness for me? When, you know, if I'm a black person and they pull me over, so many people have been pulled over and shot in their own car, walking up to a white person's house and asking for help, got shot through the door. There's lots of different scenarios. Many, many people have got shot, killed by police. And there's no forgiveness there for these wrongful murders. And then on top of that, we have a lot of people that are debating the fact that they're scared to stay in their own homes now. You can't stay in your own personal home.
Yep.
The police might come into your home and mistake you for not being in your own home and shoot you.
Yeah.
I just don't feel that the black people did anything wrong. I just feel that they felt in themselves as people.
Yeah.
Forgiving. And they felt like forgiving. Other people
do not
agree.
Okay, I have a question though. Do you understand how other people could be like, F that?
Yeah, but people have different scenarios and they feel different ways about different things.
I think the thing is that we have Botham's brother who was like, said all that stuff or whatever. And then the father who said something about he hopes they can be friends one day. And then we have Botham's mother who was like, bump that. I'm still mad at everybody. She didn't get enough time. It's not enough time. I'm going to sue everybody.
Okay.
Right? I think that for the large part, that anger is not only expected, but is frowned upon. When we speak angrily about things that are going on, people try to tone police and all. And like, it's always like, calm down, relax. Like, there's always this kind of dimming of black anger because there's like this level of discomfort to it. So the challenge is that black anger and anger generally is the thing that gets things done. Like the loud protests, the activists who are are really on the literal front lines are the ones who get legislation passed, who change the needle on what the norm is in terms for things to get done. But the media regularly, like, pushes out this narrative that we're supposed to forgive all the time, super fast, immediately. So it's like, while I guess I understand forgiveness, it's for them to be like, oh, I forgive you for what has happened. But meanwhile, old boy got gunned down like the next day from her police force. Like, it's still continuing to happen, right? And Amber Geiger was racist before this happened. All the racist text messages and all the racist Facebook stuff, all that stuff. The fact that she was scared, because I think one of the things she said in the trial was like, it wasn't that she was, it was hate that made this happen. It was fear. But what she doesn't understand is that fear is still a byproduct of her racism, right? And it's looking like not so good for the Dallas Police Department when people who are involved with it are getting murdered, key witnesses are getting murdered. So now what's going to happen? She's going to appeal? And now we don't have key witnesses anymore?
Maybe.
Yeah. So it's like the whole thing I'm super uncomfortable with. And so the family or the father and the brother hugging homegirl and being like, I forgive you, is even more disturbing when you realize kind of the cloud of, I want to say derision. I don't know if that's the right word, but like just how deep this situation goes.
I get it. I don't think I have any type of thought process against that, against anything that you said. Even the people who are angry, you have rights to be angry, and the situation is uncomfortable.
Yeah,
to say the least, right?
Oh yeah.
But I just don't think that the father and the son did anything wrong. They made a choice to be forgiving, and they chose to forgive this lady. Despite how wicked and evil and terrible she may be, they've chosen to take that stance. And so I personally am not frowning on the anger.
We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you can't forgive somebody, but you don't have to hug them. Can't you, if forgiveness is for you, can't you just like forgive and move on then? Why do you have to like physically reach out to that person on TV in the courtroom?
That's their way of showing affection and forgiveness.
But why does forgiveness have to come with affection?
That's their way of showing it.
Mm. Okay, understood.
Right? So however they felt like showing it, they're going to show it.
Yeah.
If they didn't have to do it, but they chose to do it, a lot of people would have reached out and grabbed her neck.
Actually, there's a whole compilation of victims' families jumping over all parts of the court to get to the defendant.
Yeah, I saw two black guys. This guy broke into their mom's house and murdered their mom. And the two black guys literally fought off everybody in the court to beat the mess out of that guy. They wanted to put hands on. Forgiveness? What's this?
There's mad people on my timeline who are like, I mean, I get it. It's just not my thing. But do you, boo? If you like it, I love it. But there is a further idea that that expectation of forgiveness undercuts the ability to even heal properly. I feel like forgiveness has to come with action to me. Like, in order for someone to be forgiven for something other than crying on the stand, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, like,
I think it has to come.
I think you have to heal. Like, they haven't mourned this guy properly.
I don't think it has anything to do with Amber Geiger, why they're forgiving her. I don't think it has anything to do with what she did at the stand. I don't think that, because she cried, I think they just made a choice to not hate her and to forgive her. They just made that choice.
Yeah, I don't even understand why you have to hug her about it, though. But then the other thing is, again, no, I keep getting hung up on that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess so. I was going to say something else, but I can't remember.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's okay. I do my fair share of cutting you off. I don't remember what I was going to say, but it's nuts to me. I feel like, okay, given what you just said, though, it still takes time to heal. Like, I feel like you can't forgive somebody until you've, like, 7 years has passed. You have to, like, fully heal from the situation before.
There's a timeline on forgiveness.
I feel like you have to heal before you can be like, I forgive this person. Or it has to be in somehow a part of your healing, I guess. But I also feel like their brother hasn't been gone. Like, all kinds of feelings come up in that grief space. I just feel like it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like I'd be like in the courtroom, because I remember when my dad passed away, I had moments of just where I felt nothing. Mm-hmm. So I could be in the courtroom and be like, okay, I forgive you, because I'm kind of logically thinking about it.
I get that, but look at it this way too, though, right? Amber Geiger did this this shooting, which it's not at all an accident.
Right.
All right. But you're talking about forgiveness. There are some people that have been in mad car accidents. And then the people have a hard time forgiving the driver of the car that ran over their person. So let's say this is a young man. Amber's driving a vehicle and she accidentally runs him over after a tired day at work, and she's texting while driving. So she runs him over, right? I'm just saying.
Okay.
Hypothetical. Is it easier for them to...
You're asking me about forgiveness, guys?
Yeah, I'm asking
me?
You brought it up?
So, let me tell you, I don't really do that whole thing.
You don't forgive people?
I mean, I forgive...
Tell the world about this.
Apparently, it's been group therapy day for me all day
today. Once you cross this woman, it's over for you, eh?
No.
That's a wrap.
No. But if I see that my spirit is going to be troubled, or my physical is going to be troubled, or I'm literally unsafe in messing with you, then I cannot continue to engage with you. So I can forgive, but when I forgive, my forgiveness comes with not engaging anymore. Because I can't forgive somebody and then they're continuing to abuse me. Oppress me in some way. That's why this thing, you're like, I forgive you. Bang, 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 bang. And then they shoot up everybody.
Yeah, but it's not Amber. Amber is highly locked up now.
She's very a part of that.
She's locked up.
She was all up on the chat boards.
But they didn't say, I forgive the police department. They said, I forgive you, Amber Geiger. And hugged Amber Geiger. Not the whole police department. The police chief is black.
Another question. How much of this do you think has to do with the implied virtue of white women?
Everything to do with the implied virtue of white women. But okay. It's really about right now. Right now, black people feel like we have certain freedoms. But the freedoms that we have are really... The first freedom that we have is the ability to control oneself. And that's how you feel and how you react to certain things. That is you taking full control of oneself and being free as a person to feel however you want to feel. If you want to feel angry, feel angry. If you want to forgive, forgive. If you want to hug, hug. If you want to punch, punch. These are the freedoms in your body. But each freedom comes with different co or opposite reactions, right? So if you hug, you're showing the world that you're a forgiving person. The rest of the world's like, why did you forgive this lady? The whole world is screaming out because it's more than just this lady. It's more than just Amber Geiger walking into the wrong place, on the wrong floor, in the wrong apartment, right, and shooting a person.
Okay,
not even
bro.
The wrong person. A person.
Not only did she do that, but furthermore, she didn't give him the proper CPR. And then furthermore, she was trying to text her buddies to see how she could get her way out of it. And furthermore, like, why wasn't she like, no, I'm not going to move out of my apartment.
When we played this,
you need to give it a proper investigation so you can see what happened.
When we listened to the whole thing and we listened to the recording, Nilo and I listened to the recording, here in the studio. And when we listened to it, the only thing this woman was saying was, I'm going to lose my job. Yeah. She kept saying it over and over again. She didn't say, I shot a guy.
No.
She didn't say, I'm in the wrong place. I shot the wrong guy. She didn't say any of that. She was really worried about
losing. I'm going to lose my job. Yeah. Right. That's the same girl. So, I don't know.
She shot the guy. I don't think CPR would have helped this dude. He needed to have the blood.
You don't think she could have eased up the bleeding or something?
She could have eased the bleeding, but that's totally different from CPR.
Okay, but whatever, so that life-saving.
She didn't try to save his life.
Okay.
She literally went into flight or fight mode and literally was like, I don't know what to do, right? And as a police officer, you'd think there's training for that, but there's no training for flight or flight for police officers. Maybe for Navy SEALs, but not police officers. Mm. So they're not cool-headed. We're noticing by all the different attacks that happen all across North America and around the world, we're noticing that when a person gets scared, a person shoots. And when a person gets scared, a person chokes. And when a person gets scared, a person runs. And when a person gets scared, they do all sorts of stuff. So there's no training to counteract your fear. And that's what police need. They need that training to be like, okay.
I think a lot of
assess
things.
The situation.
Right.
Is this a bad guy? You watch any comedy show or any show that has police training on TV, you'll notice even in Men in Black, they'll put up a bad guy or a guy that looks scary.
Ominous somewhere, yeah.
Right? And then they'll put the little girl. Even in Men in Black, Will Smith shot the little girl with the thing. He's like, it's clearly an alien. She's got physics books. She's a child. She's clearly an alien. So the ability to assess danger is lacking in the police force amongst white police officers, especially.
White male.
And female.
Okay, yeah.
Amber Geiger.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Right? They're having a huge issue. I'm not saying black people are exempt. There have been a couple of cases.
All tried and convicted.
All tried and convicted. Through the black people, the black cops.
The police were like, here, take one, take two, take three. Black man, black and white woman.
Yeah. And so it's Amber.
That cop that shot Laquan McDonald also got convicted. Last year, they gave him six and a half years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these are the cases we have. These are the problems we have. Just in our judicial system. On a home.
It's in literally every system.
Which brings us to our next point. We have one of our constituents, and when we're talking about every system, we're talking about American system, we're talking about Canadian system.
Oh, yeah.
Right now we have a constituent running for our prime minister of our country.
BBC is so low.
Who potentially may not be Canadian.
Well, he's Canadian. He's just also American. So BBC posted, and the title is, Will Canada's next prime minister be an American? Which is just so like, right?
BBC stands for the British Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. So it was all shade. It was full shade. The BBC was like, shoop, let's just pull the shades down over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apparently, well, I guess there's kind of two things going on with Mr. Conservative over there. Right? The first thing is that his bio and his website lists that when he was in Saskatchewan, he was an insurance broker. And he was, in fact, not an insurance broker.
What was he?
They said at best he was a gopher. Like, he had to get stuff done, go get a signature, drop it back off, get print, fax, copy, the usuals. And he was like, no, I was studying to get my broker license. I just didn't get it yet. And they were like, yeah, no, not that either. Also, not that either. And then they brought up, hey, T. Tanya, can you... she just got on mine. Can you tell me if the sound sounds fancy? Okay. That's the word I'm going to use.
Does it sound fancy?
Does it sound fancy? So apparently, in his bio, they were like, yeah, but look at his bio. And then they posted his bio. His bio literally says that he was a licensed insurance broker.
Yeah. And the problem.
So that's part one.
I think that's the problem. I think the problem with both of these guys is their previous employment. Like Trudeau's last employment was an acting instructor. Like he was teaching people how to act.
Okay.
That's what his job was before this. This guy is a fake insurance broker. He's pretending to be an insurance broker.
Okay, 1 second for Tanya.
Now he's going to
fancy. She said say fancy again.
It's fancy.
It's fancy. Fancy. Yeah, so he was not an insurance broker. Does that bother you that he lied about being an insurance broker of all things?
Of all things.
Yeah, I feel like, aren't they recruiting insurance brokers like... Every friend that you stopped speaking about to in high school is now trying to recruit you to be an insurance agent?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not an easy thing to get into, but there are a lot. So it seems easy.
It's not easy, no. It takes a little bit of work.
Yeah. Right? Just because there's a lot of jobs in insurance doesn't mean it's easy to get become a broker.
Right.
And selling insurance to people who don't care about their future... Okay. It's hard. You have to convince them to care about their future before they're going to even invest in insurance.
You're 100% right. My brother tried to sell insurance for 10 minutes and was bombarded with racism because he was like showing up at people's houses after they spoke to him on the phone. And they were like, get off my property. And he's like, no, it's me. We talked. What's going on? So I know it is not easy. But the question is, do you want your prime minister to be the kind of guy who lied about a job that he had in 2001? Like, doesn't it automatically disqualify you if you lie on your resume for a regular job?
I know. I mean, it gets you fired if you're blackface, brownface. So if you're in the job already and they see blackface, brownface...
You get fired.
You normally get fired.
Okay.
And if you lie about stuff on your resume and your job, you don't get the job. So it looks like we're back to the Green Party. We're going to be avatars. We're going to be flying these nice...
Green Party?
Yeah, we're going to fly...
Why do you keep not saying Jagmeet?
Oh, yes, there's Jagmeet.
Jagmeet wants to
He's from NDP, right?
Yes. Let me tell you the only three things that I remember.
Jagmeet.
Number one, he wants to give First Nations people clean drinking water.
Clean.
He has a year and a deadline, and it's a goal for him.
Okay.
I don't know why our First Nations Jagmeet, don't have clean
water. If you're watching this, call me. I'm a plumber. We'll work it out. We'll
work it out. Mm-hmm. Number two, he wants universal dental, the way we have universal health care.
Universal dental. Get these teeth pearly.
I don't remember what the third one is. It's something about the boost to the BC ferry, I believe. Like some ferry. I said three things I remember.
This is why Jagmeet's not going to make it.
You're like, yes. What?
Yeah, BC, forget that out of here.
That's important for those folks over there.
Important to me. When's the last time you took a ferry over here in Edmonton?
It's not important for me, but that dental thing, really.
Dental thing's important.
It's a big thing. And how much your kids' dental is expensive. Super expensive. We should be working really hard to keep those kids' teeth in their heads. And a lot of that stuff is preventative. And you could have prevented it if you had insurance to go to the dentist. Like, if your kids are just going to get cleanings on a regular basis, that saves everybody money.
Jagmeet.
And dental fees are so high. He had me at dental, honestly.
Jagmeet, I believe in what you're putting down, Jagmeet.
And you vote NDP on the provincial level. You wouldn't vote it on the federal level?
Listen. I want them to hit me with the stuff that affects me. Dentist is one part.
Yeah.
But there's also...
Oh, universal child care?
Okay. But I don't trust a lot of people with my kids.
Okay, fine.
Like, I get universal child care, but listen. Your kids are your kids. And the amount of people they let slip through the cracks with the faulty judicial system.
Okay, I hear you because you have the privilege of being in a two-parent household.
I do.
But there are other people who have to pay thousands of dollars to have their one child watched.
I get that.
So that they can have a job, and then they need to have a job so they can pay that person.
And I get it. And the reason we had the two-parent household becomes hard. The reason why it works for us is because I work days, she works nights. Or she works days, I work nights.
Yeah, two working parent.
The only
household.
Reason why it works because otherwise we'd be in the same position.
Right, except you'd have two incomes to pay the same
and it would
$1,000.
Still be $1,000 per child per month.
Well, you have right.
Four.
Yeah.
Let's not forget this two parent household would leak out $4,000 worth of child care.
Okay, so what I'm hearing,
I get what you're saying,
is that
but
you
there's
support
more.
The universal health care.
I support universal hair care,
okay,
and
so
I support the teeth.
Here?
I support the teeth.
Okay, so Jack Meat 2019.
Hold up. There's a lot more. There's a lot more issues in Canada than just teeth.
Endorsing me right now.
Teeth and children are part of it.
Who are we endorsing?
I don't know who
as
you.
A show.
First of all, are you registered to vote?
Do you have to register?
Stop endorsing people until you register to vote. Register yourself.
I'm not being Canadian.
Oh, look at you. Register to vote.
Why have to keep calling me out like this?
Dow is yelling at you.
Dow votes conservative, so we have to bounce him off.
That was funny.
So yeah, so as per Tanya, the you would be disqualified for a job if you lied on your application.
Of course you would.
So, and he's still in the application process. Canada
if
on a
whole. If you lied on your application and found out. Numerous people lie on their application all the time.
Okay, but we found out.
Yeah,
that he lied on his application.
We definitely did.
We didn't even get to the part two yet. Part two is
part two.
He's a dual citizen and he happens to also be an American citizen. So my question is, can you be a citizen of two countries and
be the leader
and
of one?
Properly govern one without thinking of the best interests of the other one as well?
The Bible says you can only serve one master.
Yeah. Man can only be slave to one master. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
He can't serve me if he's also serving the Trump.
Yeah? Can you imagine?
The 45th.
And then you have to also think about it like this. So being half American, I guess, or one full American and also one full Canadian, there are certain things that he's going to do that's going to affect him as an American. And there are certain things he's going to make whole Canada decisions that will affect him as an American citizen.
True.
Right? So, which best interest is he in? Like, he's not... I don't know if he can be acting his own best interest and be citizen of two countries. I'm not sure. In Guyana, you have to renounce one citizenship. Which I agree with.
Here in Canada, you're supposed to renounce one.
Yeah.
Depending on the circumstances, you're supposed to. So if you're an American citizen and you come over to Canada, you're supposed to get rid of one. You're supposed to.
Do you know what he said? I was gonna anyway.
There you go. Best intentions.
That's what he said.
Thanks for your intentions, buddy.
Thanks, sir. But America's been trying to infiltrate Canada and Canadian media for a long time.
Yeah. Canada's been holding off on a lot of people. This is the reason why we just got Target the other day and shut that thing down. It did work.
It made me really sad because it shut down before I got here. I would have myself kept Target open had I come back one year earlier.
I shopped at Target for the whole 4 days it was open. It was great.
Target is wonderful. I don't know what people missed it, I guess.
Toys R Us shut down for us. In the States, but hasn't shut down here yet?
It didn't. It was pretend. So what happened? Wow. Here's what happened. You want me to tell you the business of what happened?
Tell me what happened. Go ahead.
So, these Japanese people bought Toys R Us. Bain Capital bought Toys R Us from the Japanese. Mm-hmm. When they bought Toys R Us from the Japanese, they held the loan. Once they held the loan for a while, they didn't pay it. Once they didn't pay it, they closed down and defaulted on the loan. So, once they defaulted on the loan, they transferred ownership, and now they opened it back up, but they don't have to pay out the loan.
The loan. That's awesome.
So they stole it. Mm. And now Toys R Us is opening back up.
I don't like Jeffrey.
Who's Jeffrey again?
The giraffe.
Oh, you don't like giraffe. Why?
He's a fake.
Giraffe?
And a fraud.
Okay.
Just like Toys R Us.
Okay. All right.
A lot of stuff. I'm going to say it. I said it.
Nothing to do with Toys R Us, but rather FAO Schwartz. I've been trying to figure out how to get a giant foot piano in here. Oh, what the price range?
What? In here?
Yeah, you've ever seen Big?
Yeah.
When it goes to FAO Schwartz and there's a foot piano?
You've been trying to get one in here.
Yeah.
That's easy. They roll out now. They're in a carpet.
That's not the one I want. There's a good one. And there's well, you a want cheap a good one.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, are you making a poll? Do you want your prime minister to be American?
You really? Does anybody? Can you just tell me right now if you just want to answer this? Like, I don't want to do a whole poll if everybody's like,
so you no. can have a poll as to whether or not Jamaicans are the best cooks or not, but you can't make a poll as to whether or not you're okay with your prime minister being American?
The only time I want my prime minister to be American, if his name is Barack Obama.
You want Obama to call me the prime minister of Canada?
Yes, I do.
I don't know.
He could be the prime minister of Canada any day.
You know, Brock has his own problems, but I don't talk about it in mixed company. So let's move on.
Oh, Lord. All right. there she goes. All right. Next on our list
is Tiffany Haddish. I think we're on the screen already.
We're on the screen.
That can't be true. Let me just double check, please, before we move it along.
Okay.
I'm sure we had some stuff in here this week.
All right. Well,
you're going to say things? Oh, I have to talk about that, too.
What?
The thing we have to talk about is RIP Louis Rankin.
Yes, Louis Rankin.
I forgot that one.
Top Shotta.
Mm-hmm. He was in like pretty much every good Jamaican gangster movie ever.
And
he died in a big car crash in Toronto, apparently.
Oh, no.
And they said that they put up a GoFundMe for $35,000 for him. And they were like, my client was like, matter of fact, he has too many friends that should be paying for his funeral. Like, why would we have to have a GoFundMe for this guy? Any of his friends could pay for the funeral. He's like,
Is your friend Jamaican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like,
has your friend ever gone to a Jamaican funeral?
He goes, the chain on his neck could pay for his funeral. And even on the underneath it, they're like, but a funeral costs blah 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 blah. JA
and 35 that is real?
Bro, I'm just telling you. But the man is friends with Khaled, you know, what's his name, DJ Khaled, and what's his name?
You're breathing right now? This is the Matrix all over again. It's Jamaican. It's a funeral. They are doing a GoFundMe probably because the man's broke.
No, they're probably doing a GoFundMe because it's somebody up in country doing a GoFundMe. That has nothing to do with the family or nobody.
I saw my man. I have a buddy out here in Canada, right? He's on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he just did a whole music video and had this guy on his music video like he did it right here in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me that he's not an A-lister charging buku dollars.
It was probably like $2,000 to $5,000 for him to be in the video.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, everything you just have to pay for.
So, I mean, I get it. But rest in peace to him and his family. And I hope they have enough to come up
get
with
him
the
through.
Funeral arrangements, right?
Yeah.
Fly him back.
I'm sure Khaled can come up body. With that 30 grand. Like, he can piss that.
Does Khaled know him?
Yeah.
Or maybe Khaled could help.
There's a bunch of all those guys, Spraga Benz, all those guys are his friend from time to time.
Yeah, they could all chip in on 500.
So, here now. Apparently, Simone Biles...
Mm.
Oh, we have so much to talk about. Oh my God, I'm flowing now. Simone Biles, she is being penalized for doing these moves that nobody else could do.
Yeah.
So I call it the conspiracy of mediocrity. So the judges are like docking points for her, not giving her proper points for the stuff that she's doing because nobody else can do it. So she was like,
is she doing illegal stuff or just nobody else can do it?
Nobody else can do it stuff.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That's terrible.
She's like inventing things, you know?
Yeah. Well, she can move her body in ways that nobody can.
Literally.
Like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
She's literally a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has, it says that she has a new thing that she wants to perform, but.
Yeah. A triple twisting double somersault.
On the floor.
Yeah.
And a double twisting double somersault dismount off the balance beam.
Like, listen, all these different things, when you're doing all these double triple twisting and you're
like double triple quadruple and then a quadruple double.
With a glazed donut. There's so much.
It's like Twister.
Like a double double.
Yeah. So, you know, that sucks for Simone Biles. And she was like, yo, you got to give me credit where credit's due. Why y'all hating? Not in those exact words, but pretty close.
That's pretty much.
That's pretty much saying. Exactly what it said. Yeah. Also, Stacey Dash got arrested.
Yes.
For Stacey and battery.
Yeah, we remember it. Stacey Dash. Shout outs to Stacey Dash.
Yeah. So, do you have the word on what happened?
And her Republican self.
So, Stacey Dash went ahead and married this white man.
Yep.
Named Mark. And he's a lawyer.
With a full child.
He has a whole child.
A whole one.
So,
whole
the person. Child is in the 15 range, right? Mm-hmm. So, the child got all up in Stacey Dash's face. So, when the child got up in Stacey Dash's face, apparently Stacey Dash reacted because, you know, she's actually black in her heart of hearts, even though she doesn't realize that she is. Mm-hmm. So, she reacts however she reacts. And Mark, the lawyer, gets all up in the face, starts choking her out. So, she ends up calling 911. She calls 911. By the time she calls 911, they said that her camp said, by the time she's on the phone with 911, he's like coaching the kids as to what they should say. So they chit chat with her, whatever. They book her. Apparently, she puts herself down as a white female on her booking sheet. So
nice.
She's booked as white female. And
that's how
because they showed up and he had marks and she didn't have marks, they took her in and left.
Because as a white female, you never change color when somebody chokes you.
Ever. Your skin. Yeah, but okay. So the thing is that I asked the question about whether or not people who have brown skin have ever been in a situation where you got in some kind of an altercation or you were abused and then that wasn't taken seriously because you didn't have marks to prove it. And a whole bunch of people said had those kinds of experiences.
The condition, though, the end of the story, it didn't end there. I went on to read that the husband dropped the charges on Stacey Dash.
Oh, they did?
He did.
Oh, good for him.
Him and his
daughter
dropped the charges mm-hmm. on the wife.
So do you think they'll just live happily ever after now?
I don't know. Some yeah. people like
a rough up.
Yeah, BDSM.
Abuse is not BDSM. Very different.
But if she can associate herself as being white,
mm-hmm.
I can associate this abuse as being just.
Is she half white?
Yeah, I think her and Damon Dash.
So whatever.
Her and Damon Dash.
They have whiteness in them. Is she half white though?
I don't know who her parents are.
I feel like if it's 50-50, she can say whatever the hell she wants.
You think she can be who she is?
I mean, she has blue eyes and she acts like a white girl. I don't really know.
Well, she was in the video, in the movie. My problem is she was in all those 90s and 2000s videos.
As though she was black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated those videos just because, you know, the videos, you know,
she was black
shed,
at that time.
Shed a light on, you know, people of color, you know. So, Damon Dash. Oh, sorry, Damon. All this time I thought Damon was her brother. It's her cousin.
Yeah.
So, there's a high possibility now that her parents, she has two children of her own.
Yeah, her parents are.
Her parents. They don't show
black and Mexican.
You see it? Oh man, I miss it. By the way, if anybody's seen my glasses, I could just. we can go. Yeah. So she's
we're here every
she's
Sunday
African American.
She's black and Spanish of all.
She's the daughter of a Mexican American mother.
Her mother's probably like, ay, Dios mío.
Linda.
Ay, Dios mío.
I am black.
She really put white female.
I am negro.
She tried it.
Negro.
She tried it.
You are not negro, Stacy. you are blanque.
Stacy. Stacy. Because they don't have S in the primary position.
You're not negro, Stacy.
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 Okay. So that's all I have for for the scroll. I'm trying to get us out of trouble. I'm trying to walk fast. I know. It's
all
like,
right, let's get
we're
out of
in
here.
The store. You farted. I'm trying to walk out of the gashes.
That's
before
fantastic.
People realize what you said.
Poor Stacy.
On okay, to the next.
What's the next?
On to the next.
Are we on the screen yet?
We're on to the screen.
Everybody on the screen.
On to the screen. On to the screen.
So we here on the screen doing all the things that
the screen
does.
Is the portion where we talk about the stuff we watch, we're going to watch, yeah. We're gonna watch, you know, we've watched. What's
so
on the list?
First let's talk about my WCW.
Who was that?
Tiffany Haddish.
Okay. WCE.
WCE?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, it's just W.
Okay.
So I love Tiffany Haddish. I think she's really funny. And they've now given her my job doing Kids Say the Darndest Things, which is Bill Cosby's old job from back in the day. Loved the show.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, laughing at other little people like me saying funny things. So now, fast forward years later, Bill Cosby's in jail, and she's now taking over the position on ABC.
Yeah.
So I hear it's going to be hilarious. The children are saying the things.
The darndest things.
The darndest things. Mm-hmm. So I want to see.
You're
going to
watch
that.
It?
Yes. So that's coming out.
Gemini Man?
Gemini Man with my other homeboy, close and personal friend. Will Smith.
Okay.
As they said in Jamaica. Smith.
Okay.
So Will Smith, he's got a movie called Gemini Man.
Coming out.
And it's basically, he comes in contact with a younger version of himself. So I believe it has something to do with time travel. And he comes in contact with a younger version of himself and has to fight himself, shoot out with himself and fight himself to stop himself from doing the things that himself would do.
Oh, what's that other movie I saw? In the Cloud of the Shadow of the Moon?
In the Shadow of the Moon. There's a lot more things he added there, but In the Shadow of the Moon.
In the Cloud of the Shadow of the Moon.
In the Shadow of the Moon
was an excellent movie, also about time travel.
Really, really good about time travel.
Uh-huh.
Takes place where a white police officer is trying to stop a black female murderer from murdering a bunch of people. However,
does every 9 years.
Every 9 years. So he's trying to catch her.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plots, twists. I can't even tell you.
Exactly.
Bits of it.
Yeah.
There's mad spoilers in
it. It's like, like that.
Mm. Great. It's on Netflix. Watch it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Watch it.
There's this movie we haven't talked about, or we kind of talked about before, but haven't talked about lately. I don't know when it comes out or if it's out. Slim and Sugar or something like that.
Hmm.
It's with Daniel Kaluuya and that introducing actor, actress, or female actor. I don't know what her name is. She has like a low cut, and they went out on a date. It seems like a first date, and the cop pulls them over, and then they end up wrestling over the gun, and the cop gets shot. And instead of like turning themselves in, they end up going on the road and running from the police. And it's kind of like how their relationship develops at the same time, because they were on a first date. So how their relationship develops while they're running.
What's it called again?
Slim. I think it's called Slim and Sugar.
Slim and Sugar. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a sexy looking movie.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everybody looks
good.
Yeah, like brown, and you know, it's shot all. Oh, Queen and Slim. My bad. Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim. All yeah. Right.
I don't know when it comes out.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, as they say, modern day Bonnie and Clyde type of deal.
Wow. On their first date.
I think it's their first date, but I'm not sure.
I'm sorry.
Oh, November 27th. We be okay. We're going to have a bunch of things in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of them. We're also going to see Harriet.
Harriet. Blah, blah.
We'll be going as a group as well, so look out for that.
So Harriet is the new movie that's coming out about Harriet Tubman and her adventures and her life. She's very killer. She's savage in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she is. It's going to be an epic movie. It looks like it's going to be an Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen. Hopefully. So far. From the trailer, I could see.
Yeah, they like their mammy movies a lot.
They love it. 12 years of Harriet.
Slave. Oh, shucks.
Hmm?
I forgot to ask you. Did you know that the judge actually gave Amber Geiger a Bible as well?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, but then they filed ethics violations against her.
Against the judge?
Yeah.
Why did she give her a Bible?
When she hugged her, she gave her a Bible.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of going on there. There's a lot of going on.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, definitely. So there's that. I did rewind. I did watch See You Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
which I enjoyed. I understand why people didn't like the end.
Okay.
The reason I didn't like the end wasn't so much about the end, but I didn't feel like the protagonist grew at all. So that's why I didn't like the end. So I'm like, oh, so this bitch is going to keep everything up.
and that's the thing, like, that's the thing about this particular movie. For those of you who are chiming in and now figuring out about this particular movie.
Yeah.
It is about two young teenagers in high school that mm-hmm. have created a time traveling device. And this time traveling device can get them.
Another thing I didn't like about the movie, but go ahead.
Time traveling device can get them to you know,
one day back
mm-hmm. at the beginning. And then basically what they do in that one day that they go back affects them for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
So really, the movie could end immediately if you just went back and stopped yourself from doing the thing that you did in that
to mess
one day.
Everything up.
Literally, you could save everybody's life if that happened. You could save time. You could save all the things, right?
Right.
So that's it. But
so the other thing I didn't like mm-hmm. is that, like, why were they not trying to give that Spanish kid no credit for his work, guy? They're not even adding his name to the thing at all. That guy, that whole thing wouldn't have worked properly if it wasn't for him. He came in with the whole quantum motherboard. Like, they're like, we can travel through space and time, but we don't have the power and we don't have the, like, to be able to stay for a period of time. And we don't have, we can't navigate it. This nigga was like, oh, I have like a 14-karat quantum circuit board here.
Spoiler alert, this circuit board looked like it was made out of gold itself. That's all I gotta say. That's it.
Anyway,
it was amazing. He should have got credit for it.
Definitely. But and
it's
also,
it's not that they didn't want to give credit to him for his work. It was the black kid who wanted to include him in the first place in the thing. It's just the fact that he was just extra when it came down to that girl.
He was definitely extra.
You try to, hey, mommy, you know, I could take you out on a date.
It was very extra. Yeah, it was. I don't even know if he needed to play into that so much, but I guess that was the personality he decided to play it too.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is I love about Spike Lee movies, like the back and forth banter is really good, and it's like you sound like you're in the Bronx, especially when people are getting in clashes, and like just the flow and the rhythm of the conversation is perfect, unless Spike Lee is dictating Caribbean people or showing Caribbean people, because he's very unsuccessful with accents when it comes to Caribbean people, which makes me feel I have an official theory, because I respect Spike Lee too much and he's too good for this not to be true. So somebody West Indian hurt Spike Lee when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt his feelings.
They probably took him and beat him.
Hurt him physically.
Old school.
Hurt his heart.
What you doing in my backyard? Come here, boy. Give him some lick.
Some girl hurt his feelings. Was like, you ain't nothing but a booger, sugar, film, pretend. You ain't gonna be nothing. And then he's just decided to portray us terribly ever since.
I feel that in his ear, it sounds close enough.
No.
For him.
I feel like he's like, and the worst he's like, of
give
the
me
worst
your part. Best Caribbean accent.
The man's like, repping Brooklyn of all places.
And they're like, yo, man, let me tell you something.
You can't even do it. You cannot like, even do enough. A proper fake accent. That sounded better than the people in that man's movie. That sounded more Guyanese than that boy family. You in this garage all day?
All day. You all in this garage.
Day. Let
it's
me tell you something.
Not going to happen again. I was like,
I
these
don't
are
know.
Either really bad actors.
I can't even fake it. It's really terrible.
Bring the people from Wakanda and let them come and talk in the thing.
Right.
What that mean?
I guess.
Actually,
even
you know
those
what?
Were bad African
get all the people from Luke Cage and bring them back.
Oh,
again.
Sheesh.
Practice makes perfect. They gotta practice these accents.
Bring Major Hype only to play 100% of the Caribbean characters in Spike Lee.
Major
Spike
can
Lee.
Play all of the
listen,
characters.
Listen. This will save you money even. Just bring Major Hype in. He can play all of the Caribbean characters. 100% of them.
He can do Duras.
He can play the grandma.
He can play Duras.
Can you imagine if Major Hype came in?
Hey.
No.
Move up.
You know the trainee man's mom? I don't know her name. You, what you doing over here? Yes. She always holding her little pico close. Yes. Looking the girl upside down.
If it was a real Caribbean household, there would be the house coat.
The house coat.
Being held together, all held up.
Listen.
Yeah. Coming into the garage.
Likely. Bring Major Hype in to play 100% of the Caribbean characters.
If you are listening.
From now on, please.
Which we are going to tag you in whatever we put in here so that you can.
He'll be like, the other person tagged me. He's not even impressed on that.
No, he might.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Everybody tags Spike Lee.
Everybody tags.
All three.
Tag Spike on this joint right here.
Oh, man. Just get Major Hype.
Spike, if you need me to play anybody on there, I'll do it as well.
All right, fair enough. I feel like you could have done it better. Anyhow, so that was my beef. Joker movies out. I've had really mixed reviews.
Very.
Like,
some people
10
are like,
to 0.
It is the most disturbing movie I've ever watched. It was great. And it's like,
that's mixed reviews for you? I have people who are like, I'm actually angry that I'm losing time thinking about it right now.
That's how bad it was?
Yeah. That is a person who is a director in Hollywood. There was at least one or two people who were like, I should have left in the first 10 minutes. But then they're also like, people are leaving in the first 10 minutes. But it's maybe like five people leave and two people left because it's terrible. And two people are leaving because it's so disturbing. They don't think they can sit through it. And one person's leaving because he's just getting popcorn. He'll be right back.
A lot of people that I've watched the reviews on for the whole thing. It's because, what's his name?
Jamiroquai Phoenix. Okay, so Jamiroquai. I think he just goes by one name.
So Jabber King Phoenix, when he's on here, on the thing, he's a method actor. So while
he gets all into it,
like he goes home and becomes the character. He probably killed a few people in order to do this role.
So you think it like super disturbs people?
That's why.
Have you seen that movie with Joaquin Phoenix where he like pretends like he's like having a breakdown? It's no. Like life imitating art imitating life, or art imitating life imitating art type of a thing. They film it as though it's like a I don't know what the movie's called. They film it as though it's a documentary, but it's him having this breakdown, pretty much.
Okay.
And at the end of it, I was like, I felt like, yo, is anybody checking on this thing? Like, who's responsible for this person? Yo, somebody. How can they put this out? Because, like, in putting it out, it felt like, I have to call somebody.
I need to get this guy help.
Immediately. Who are the people around him? Why are all these people watching it? Come to find out that that's how the movie was. They wanted to, it was at that time where actors were doing life, what's it called? I don't know. Anyway.
That's, okay.
And they videotaped it, and it was him and, I don't know, maybe Tom Hanks' son or some legacy Hollywooder.
Okay.
Somebody's brother. Damon. It was Damon's brother. The good looking Damon.
Dash?
No. Wayne? Matt.
Matt Damon? He's the good looking Damon?
No, his brother is.
Oh. Okay.
Or maybe it wasn't a Damon. Maybe it was the other Affleck, who's also better looking than Ben.
Matt Damon. You feel he's the ugliest out of them, is what you're saying.
Who, Matt Damon?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's Ooh, not him.
Okay. Yeah, you know what?
Casey Affleck. It's Ben's brother. It's Casey Affleck.
Oh, it's Ben Affleck's brother.
Yeah, sorry. It's Casey Affleck.
Yeah, okay.
You Who think is he's also better looking? Looking than Ben Affleck, yes.
You think he's better looking than Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, but the movie itself was so disturbing that it made me want to go check on Joaquin Phoenix. So I imagine that with Joker, it was the same kind of a thing. And I think people were nervous because it... I don't think he's good looking. I think he's better of the two. Mm-hmm. You don't think so?
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's not for me to judge people's looks.
I don't go that way anyway.
Yeah, me neither.
So, I imagine because I saw him act so deranged or what have you that it will probably be the same thing.
I still kind of want to see it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to, like, because we decided we're going to do this podcast all the time. But, I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see it because the reviews are so polar. I'm like, I don't know. Is it? Isn't it? Is it? Isn't it? Okay. Is that all we have for today?
I believe that's the end.
That is the end. What do we have coming up? What's on the calendar?
Well, we talked about it briefly. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Just a couple movies we got to mention. First of all, Black and Blue with Tyrese.
Yeah, do we have to mention that?
No. The last black man in Africa?
It's not. It's the last black man in San Francisco.
San Francisco. There's a horror noir. That's a French one. And also check out Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone.
How do I get it again?
Good question. So, the Twilight Zone, Jordan Peele's, especially Jordan Peele's Twilight
what
Zone.
What I specifically need to know is who do I sign up for a free trial with? Who's giving mama this free trial? Who's giving it to him? Rolling the dice. And is it Amazon?
American Web. Okay.
CBS has it. Whatchamacallit though?
CBS picked it up. All Access.
All Access. That's it.
So that's who you have to go to. CBS All Access.
I think I have that one on my TV.
Okay.
I've been meaning to cancel it for a while.
There you go. Video on demand. Oh yeah. So you can binge watch it, then cancel it.
Yep. I really love it. Canceling.
Really do.
Every now and then titles like so Beyonce Lemonade is the only reason that you signed up for free. Do you want to come back? They'll be like, hey, Kanye just released that new gospel album. Like, I'm fine. Title. We have it exclusively. So Kanye just released that new gospel album.
And on top of that,
he said he's not making no more non-secular music.
He's only making religious music
from now on. What say you? Are you a Kanye fan?
I think you asked me this last week.
Sure. Here we are again.
One more time.
Every time. It's not the last.
I think you asked me this. No.
Particularly not.
Was it this you asked me?
I'm not sure. So you're particularly not a Kanye fan?
I am and I'm not. You're not a fan of Kanye as a person. When he first came out with his albums, I was like, yes. When he came out with, I think the first two, I was like, wow, this is great.
You were in Flo Rida at the time.
Back on Flo Rida again. So, yeah. So I was like, yeah. Kanye, but then his mom died, and then the world changed for him, and a lot of things happen, and so I kind of get on and off the Kanye train. Okay. If I find the Kanye train's going too fast towards the top, I literally jump off the train as soon as I can. So I can't say I'm a fan.
How do you feel about Kanye making a gospel album and only making gospel music?
It doesn't bother me one bit.
He's a fraud.
Snoop Dogg came out with his own gospel album. I bought that. It was an amazing gospel album. He brought people from my childhood and brought those songs and redid them with his own rap on top of them with the actual people. The Clark sisters are in there. Some people who...
He got the Sunday... Or I guess y'all didn't clean on Sunday, you clean on Saturday. He got the Saturday cleaning music team.
Saturday cleaning music, yeah. And he got all of that...
together.
Yeah. So are you gonna... With rappers. He had a lot of rappers on there.
You're gonna check out the Kanye album then?
I'm gonna check it out because it looks... The stuff I'm seeing on YouTube... is amazing. Like the stuff the choir is doing. I love choir music. I love the intricacy of the parts.
Yeah.
Me myself, I do vocal selections.
Yeah.
So I make the arrangements and put the parts together.
Mm-hmm.
All the time for choirs and groups, for background vocals. I do it all the time. And so, yeah.
You're going to check it out.
I'm going to check it out and review it probably this week.
Okay. I'm not particularly a gospel fan. I enjoy gospel music because gospel music is all of the things that music should be. It's like really complex and It's like it is made in a kind of vibrational frequency that invokes all this emotion. I get really emotional when I listen to gospel music versus probably any other music. Mm. I'm going to check it out because Kanye is, to me, a genius producer. So it's like, hey, look at this guy who's good at all of these mediums. Like, look at him. It's not like, it's still music, but it's like a different medium for him. So
yeah,
it would be cool to see. Oh, sorry. What happened there?
I just didn't charge it. It was sitting here all day. Oh. I chose to charge my phone instead of the
thing.
And we're almost done.
It happens.
No, it's not bad.
Okay. So you have a word?
Oh, we, are we that, that means close? We lost Facebook. Okay.
I'm still on Facebook.
So
that's your people.
Yeah.
You have a word?
Sorry. Yes, okay. I do have a word. My word is just for all of the people who are out there,
mm-hmm.
and we are going through different things. Just always be mindful of the people that are around you and that are watching you. With everything that you do, it is not something that I'm going to say, okay, do not, or be careful of other people and what they think. Thinking what other people think about you and stuff like that, that's not, it doesn't have any factors to me. But
it's none of your business.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
But how people are, how they react
mm-hmm.
to your life and how you go into your life and how you deal with people, you have control of yourself. I've said that even with the people with Miss Geiger here and how she is,
mm-hmm.
You have full control of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so because you have full control of your life and how you do things and how you are with your with yourself and what you're going to go through day and day, you take full control of everything that you're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in saying that, I look at the recent events and how people perceive you. A lot of people have told me that I've really thought that you will do, that you can do bigger and better things, or that you would have done more.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening is you're on a straight path towards a certain goal, and then a lot of things knock you into different adjacent paths. But mm-hmm. it's only so that you could get around this obstacle to get back onto the path. And so if you do see somebody that is struggling, encourage them. Because a lot of times what you want to see happening in yourself, you have to portray that first in order to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell a lot of people a lot of times, if you feel that nobody's calling you or that you're sick and nobody's mentioning you or talking to you, a lot of the time you just need to do it yourself. Like, call that person that you expected to call you and see how they're doing. Find out what the situation is. It's mm-hmm. a little bit of an opposite reaction because you're expecting them to do it because they should know that you're going through this or that you're not acting the same. But a lot of times people have their lives as well to live, and they are trying to struggle their way through it, and they're not saying anything, and they're struggling through life situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the end, you just have to give out and move forward.
Can I add to that a little
bit?
Yeah. But also, if you need from somebody, consider that they may not be able to give for you, right?
Yeah, that they may not be
able. They may not be able to. And you might not be able to give to them also.
True.
So sometimes, I don't know, sometimes you got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Yeah. And that's it. Word of the day. Don't forget the different events that are happening. We have November the 17th, mm-hmm. the Revive, here at the shop.
Yeah, we'll
free
be
event.
Here. Free event.
Bring the children.
We're going to have a little
children's zone friendly. We will be doing podcasting that day too. So if you want to see yourself on the podcast, you can come and definitely be there. I just got hold of a few people that said they want to be on. Mm-hmm. We're also having a day where we're going to have different things happening on the show, mm-hmm. like a games type of thing.
Day, yeah. We have October 13th. We have a model call for that same Revive fashion show. So we're going to meet up here at the shop. It's open 1 to 4, so I want to bring everybody in, take pictures. I'm going to give you a quick consultation, take a look at your hair. I can't work with all hair in that I'm not skilled to work with all hair. And I also have sketches of some of the styles that I want to do. So because of that, I need to sort of see everybody. And then we also need personalities who really, really want to perform as well. But October 13th, 1 to 4 right here in the building. We'll have the team here.
Tanya?
They're working, but they're getting their hair done, but they'll be working the event.
Oh, they're working the event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my bartenders and my servers.
Azalea?
Mm-hmm.
Azaria?
Yeah.
I've always
same one.
I've always called
Azalea. Azalea. Yeah, I get it. Okay, that's it. Thank you, everybody.
Everybody.
If you're watching this, we're going to get better and better for your little eyes. So go ahead and share it. Tell your people. Mm-hmm. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yep.
Regulators mount up.
Awesome.
Can we log off like that from now on? Regulators.
Mount up.
Mount up. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Look how it goes every single time.
If you're watching this, we're going to get better and better.
Every time.